Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, that website weather.utexas.edu. It is Tuesday, the fourth day of October, 2022. We're going to talk about weather for Austin, for South Central Texas for a minute or so. It's not going to take long, not much to talk about as a dry, stable weather pattern continues across the area. Folks, we do have a weak series of cold fronts forecast to kind of make their way through the area by Friday into Friday night, early Saturday. As they come through, it'll just usher in drier air once again. Not enough moisture ahead of those fronts. Still a dry, stable weather pattern leading up to those fronts. So I don't expect any precipitation, maybe a few more clouds Friday into Friday night and early Saturday. Temperatures will come down a couple of degrees going into the weekend, but still overall over the next 7 days, I expect temperatures to be at or above seasonal averages for Austin, for South Central Texas, pretty close to 90, probably for the remainder of the week and more like the upper 80s for the weekend into early next week. 8 to 14 day outlook is looking more interesting. Looks like a system, this will be beyond the 7 day forecast. The folks at the Climate Prediction Center are saying there'll be a system trying to make its way in from the Southern Rockies and into the state of Texas. And if that materializes, then maybe a better chance of rain beyond the 7 day forecast, but that one's too early to call. The only other thing I will mention, of course, is that disturbed area of weather now moving into the Leeward Islands. Folks really on a southern trajectory. The National Hurricane Center still has a prospect for some development, but this is really going to be over the southern Caribbean. It's more likely to affect Central America more than anywhere else. I don't see a jog or a turn to the north. So we'll continue to watch the disturbed area weather. Of course, Hurricane Center and their season continues until the end of November officially, but we'll see if we get anything else. I think this one will stay over the Southern Caribbean at this point. If that changes, I'll let you know. Those are my audio weather thoughts on this Tuesday, fourth day of October 2022. I'll update my audio weather thoughts as well as my 7 day forecast, which of course is on the website. I'll do that again on Wednesday morning. Have yourself a good Tuesday.